Hear the word of the Lord, first as we read in the book of Numbers, chapter 24. In this story, the king Balak had called Balaam to curse the children of Israel, but each time the Lord put a blessing in the prophet Balaam's mouth. And the anger of Balak was fierce towards Balaam, and he slapped the palms of his hands. And Balak said to Balaam, I called thee to curse my enemies, and behold, blessing, thou hast blessed them these three times. And now run away to thyself to thy place. I said, glorifying, I would glorify thee, and behold, Jehovah has withheld thee from glory. And Balaam said to Balak, did I not even speak to thy messengers, whom thou didst send to me, saying, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the mouth of Jehovah to do good or evil of my own heart. What Jehovah speaks, I will speak. And now behold, I go to my people. Go therefore, I will counsel thee what this people shall do to thy people in the latter days. And he lifted up his enunciation and said, Balaam the son of Beor has said, and the man whose eyes are open has said, he has said who heard the sayings of God and knew the knowledge of the Most High, who beheld the vision of Shaddai, falling forward, but having his eyes open. I shall see him, but not now. I shall observe him, but not near. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall arise out of Israel, and shall strike the corners of Moab, and topple all the sons of Sheth. And Edom shall be a possession, Seir also shall be a possession for his enemies, and Israel shall do valiantly. Out of Jacob he shall come who shall dominate, and shall make him perish who remains of the city. And Balaam rose up, and went and returned to his place, and Balak also went his way. We read second from the Gospel of John, part of chapter 12. The crowd answered him, we have heard out of the law that Christ remains forever. And how sayest thou that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus said to them, yet a little time the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. And he who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may be the sons of light. These things Jesus spoke, and departing was hidden from them. But although he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe in him. That the word of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he said, Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? On this account, they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with the eyes and consider with the heart and be converted, and I should heal them. These things Isaiah said when he saw his glory and spoke of him. Still, however, many of the rulers also believed in him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the glory of men more than the glory of God. And Jesus cried and said, he who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who beholds me beholds him who sent me. I have come light into the world, that everyone who believes in me should not remain in darkness. And if anyone hear my sayings and does not believe, I do not judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who spurns me and does not receive my sayings has one who judges him. The word which I have spoken, the same shall judge him at the last day. because I have not spoken from myself, but the Father who sent me, he gave me commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life eternal. Whatever things, therefore, I speak, as the Father has said to me, so I speak. We also read from the Arcana Celestia, number 4180. The divine truth proceeds from the divine human, but not from the divine itself. In other words, from the Son, but not from the Father. This is an arcanum never disclosed before. The case is this. Before the Lord came into the world, the divine itself flowed into the whole heaven. Heaven then consisted for the most part of the celestial, that is, of those who were in the good of love to the Lord. So, through this inflowing of the divine into the celestial heaven, by the divine omnipotence, there was produced the light that is in the heavens, and thereby wisdom and intelligence with angels and with people on earth. But after the human race had removed itself from the good of love and charity, that light could no longer be produced through heaven. Consequently, neither could wisdom and intelligence be provided that would penetrate down to the human race. For this cause, from the necessity of their being saved, the Lord came into the world and made the human in himself divine, in order that as to his divine human, he might become the divine light. In this way, he could enlighten the universal heaven and the universal world. From eternity, he had been the light itself, for that light was from the divine itself through heaven. And it was the divine itself which took on the human and made the human divine. And when the human was made divine, then by it he could bring light, not only to the celestial heaven itself, but also to the spiritual heaven, and likewise to the human race, which received and which receives the divine truth in good, that is, in love to him and in charity toward the neighbor. This is clear in John. As many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of bloods, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.